Northfield graduation ceremony has been brought to you by Merchants Bank. You finally feel like your business is positioned well for the future instead of just playing catch up. So what changed? Well, you might have to give credit to Merchants Bank, your new bank. Before, you didn't have the personal connection to a banker who really understood your needs. But now with Merchants Bank, you're backed by a team who shares your vision and who knows what it will take to get you there. And now they have introduced treasury management tools to save you time and money, making you more efficient. Thanks, Merchants. Can't wait to see what's next. You're listening to Northfield Ceremony or Northfield Graduation Ceremonies, brought to you by Merchants Bank. And we will have the ceremony for you momentarily. It should be starting just any minute. It's a beautiful day out there. A little bit blustery, actually. A little windy. So we might have some wind interference throughout the ceremony, but that shouldn't dampen the feelings of the graduates or the parents or anyone else who's watching. It's all good on it's all good as far as we're concerned. There's no rain. The sun is shining. It's a beautiful day. And what a great day to graduate from high school, man. It's and we're getting pomp and circumstance. I'm starting to hear pomp and circumstance right now. Approximately 315 people will be graduating this year, 315 new alums for the Northfield High School. Of course, we'll hear from Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Matt Hillman, and the valedictorian of the class. There's always a teacher that is asked to speak and address the class. And then, of course, we will have the graduation ceremony itself.
As you can tell, the high school band is bringing them in with pomp and circumstance. About 315 high school seniors will graduate this year and become Northfield alumni. They're marching in from the north side of the field, from the gymnasium. They cross the parking lot. The first couple of rows are being seated right now, and just a beautiful day, but don't really know why, but it's seemingly every single graduation we do is the windiest day of the year, and this is no exception. It's kind of wreaked some havoc with some of the logistics here for a lot of people, including myself, but there's some big staff and the folks that have been working on it this for quite some time. The wind dies down a little bit. It's going to be picture perfect. Hopefully their sound will come through fine. The students, once again, coming through right now, we'll hear from Superintendent Matt Hillman. As Rich mentioned, Ray Coutre, one of the teachers, will also be giving a speech. He will be he's not only a teacher, but he has a daughter graduating this year as well. So, a lot of happy faces as the students marching into Memorial Stadium here, the home of the Northfield Raiders. And once again, we've got just a beautiful day. Hope you're enjoying it. We'll get to Twins baseball in just a few minutes, about an hour. This ceremony usually takes for about an hour, and we will. We'll be here for the entirety, and then it's back to Minnesota Twins baseball. So we'll let you hear the band.
We are experiencing just a little bit of a technical issue right now, but we will have the graduation ceremony from Northfield High School for you in just a few minutes. It's just a matter of getting a few microphones hooked up to our broadcast system. 315 Northfield seniors are graduating today from Northfield High School, adding 315 alumni to the list of Northfield Raiders. And congratulations to every single one of them from here at KYMN Radio. We're very proud of each and every one of you. We've worked with a bunch of the kids that are graduating today, and we just couldn't be happier for every one of them. So, hey, almost. Thought we had it there for a second.
We have some problem with that. It might be the way that is just coming out over overcompensation for the volume of the band there. So we hope to improve our signal here as we are broadcasting live. You can hear that the wind is certainly a problem.
Rise or remain standing for the playing of our national anthem by Northfield High School Concert Band under the direction of Nahal Javan.
And we apologize for those issues. We're trying to get it taken care of right now. And let's go to the podium.
All right. You may be seated. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the Northfield High School commencement ceremony for the graduating class of 2024. I'm Shane Beyer, the principal at Northfield High School. A special welcome to our platform guests, to our teachers, staff representatives in attendance today, and all of you who are here to support the class of 2024 on this momentous day. And finally, to the radio listeners and those watching Northfield Live. Well, before we go any further, I'd like to take a moment to introduce Mason Bunn, who will share the Northfield School District Land Acknowledgement Statement.
The Northfield School District recognizes that we reside on the homeland of the Wapakuti Tribe of the Dakota Nation. We acknowledge the wrongdoings, previous and ongoing, and strive to repair and strengthen our relationships with Indigenous peoples.
Thank you, Mason. Well, class of 2024, it's been a privilege for me to serve as your principal the past 2 years. And before I share a few remarks with you, I want to take a moment to recognize and acknowledge the voices that won't be on the stage today. To parents, grandparents, educators, past and present, teachers, coaches, mentors, and to those who aren't able to be with us today, thank you for doing your part to make this day possible. As for our graduates, after experiencing my first Rock and Roll Revival production this year, I was a bit overwhelmed with joy, excitement, and pride. In fact, I was inspired to incorporate a little music into my remarks today. No, you shouldn't be alarmed. I'm not going to sing or perform. I do, however, want to acknowledge how music is often the way society tells the story of the times. This has led me to wonder what song or music you're using to inspire you during this crossroads moment. When I look into the graduates' eyes today, I see hope, I see potential, a little uncertainty. Most importantly, I see tomorrow. I believe we have a generation of young adults ready to be the change. As I was considering lyrics to serve as my inspiration today, I landed on John Mayer's Waiting on the World to Change. This little song goes like this. Me and all my friends, we're all misunderstood. They say we stand for nothing. There's no way we ever could. Now we see everything going wrong with the world and those who lead it. We just feel like we don't have the means to rise above and beat it. So we keep waiting on the world to change. It's hard to beat the system when you're standing at a distance. So, yeah, we keep waiting on the world to change. Well, I chose this song not because I believe or agree with the powerless position it portrays. Quite the contrary. I chose it because I believe the class of 2024 stands ready and prepared to pursue lifelong success as critical thinkers and who are curious and ready to engage in our society. The fact is you already have. Right? Many, many times over and over NHS, you've served on school level and district level and community boards and councils. You've impacted the lives of your peers through Link Crew, Student Supporting Students, Raider Closet, all sorts of clubs, and also participation in leadership and activities, athletic and co-curricular. And then finally, volunteerism in your communities. What mostly I'm impressed with is your showing up every day as a leader of self. You've added value to our school and to your communities. Little fact from this year, which this graduating class had a big part in, 19 of the 37 activities represented in our high school showed up in state tournament competition. Now, we recognize that's not the only way to measure success. Showing up every day, getting better, leaning into your challenges is equally as important. Well, as you look ahead, I offer the words of Mahatma Gandhi. He's been quoted a few times at grad ceremonies. Be the change you want to see in the world. What we know but often overlook, however, is that if we would change ourselves, the tendencies of the world would also change. So, in short, my challenge to you is stop waiting. Stop waiting on the world to change.
Thank you for leaving a lasting legacy for those behind to follow. You've modeled perseverance, grit, excellence in the classroom, on the stage, the field, the court, the mat, the pool, the ice, the dance floor, and so many more places too numerous to name. I challenge you to apply the lessons you've learned through this K-12 journey and be the change you want to see in the world. Congratulations to you all. At this time, I'd like to present to you Chairperson of the Northfield School Board, Claudia Gonzalez-George.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Northfield High School class of 2024, distinguished guests, family members, and friends. I'm Claudia Gonzalez-George, Chair of the Northfield Public School Board, Board of Education, and on behalf of the board, we extend our congratulations. I have a few reflections I will make in Spanish first and then in English. Buenas tardes, clase de 2024, invitados, distinguidos, familiares, amigos. Yo soy Claudia Gonzalez-George, directora de la Junta Escolar de las Escuelas Públicas de Northfield, y por parte de la Junta, extendemos nuestras felicidades. Tengo unos comentarios que haré en español primero y después en inglés. Seniors, su primer año en la high school, septiembre de 2020, tomen un momento para recordar ese otoño. Ahora salten al comienzo de su último año de high school, septiembre 2023. ¿Qué diferencia? Ustedes son un grupo fuerte, con mucha práctica en paciencia, colaboración, flexibilidad, participación en la política y un entendimiento que lo que hacen aquí tiene impacto en personas y lugares hasta el otro lado de nuestro mundo. Nosotros como familia, amigos y vecinos estamos orgullosos en lo que han cumplido académicamente, en sus deportes, en el escenario y socialmente. Esta vida es un desafío, sea que empiecen colegio, trabajo o servicio, pero las buenas noticias es que no tienen que luchar solos. Sus maestros, concejadores, adultos, además de sus familias y amigos, están apoyándolos en el próximo capítulo de su adultez. Estamos listos para caminar con ustedes hacia el futuro porque creemos en ustedes. Nos han hecho orgullosos y no podemos esperar a ver lo tanto que van a cumplir con su perspectiva única y experiencias de vida. Que sean un agente de paz y acción. Felicidades, clase de 2024. Seniors, ninth grade, September 2020, take a moment to remember that fall. Now skip to September 2023, the start of your senior year, world's difference. You are a resilient group with much practice in patience, collaboration, flexibility, and civil engagement, and an understanding that what you do here impacts on people and places as far as the other side of our planet. We, as your family, your friends, your neighbors, are proud of what you accomplished in school, sport, stage, and socially. This life is challenging whether you choose higher education, work, or service, but the good news is that you don't have to go it alone. Your teachers, counselors, and many caring adults besides your family and friends are cheering you on in your next chapter of adulthood. We are ready to walk with you into the future because we believe in you. You have made us proud, and we can't wait to see all that you will accomplish with your unique perspective and life experiences. May you be a people of peace and action. Congratulations, class of 2024.
Thank you, Chair Gonzalez-George. Well, this time is my honor to present to you Patricia Owusu, Sochi Valdez, and Cody Caslow, who will come to the stage to deliver this afternoon's student addresses.
Students are working their way up to the microphone right now. Patricia Owusu and Sochiel Valdez and Cody Caslow.
Graduating class of 2024, It's truly an honor to be standing here before you on our commencement day. It's an arduous, yet rewarding 4 years that we're now putting behind us, and I cannot begin to express how proud I am of each and every single one of you. We finally made it. You can relish in the relief of saying, I'm done. When this is over, some of you will step into a career or a college dorm, others a different country, all of you into a new chapter of life independent of place. But regardless of your plans after high school, you'll all be capable of making great changes to this world. If there's one thing I hope to leave you with today, it's that all of you can make a difference in the community around you. Now, I know this is an overused saying, the magnitude of its meaning typically lost in its endless repetition, but it's imperative that you bring this knowledge with you throughout your entire life. Graduates, you already know how to use your voices for the betterment of yourself and the people around you, and it shows. Take junior year, when many of us squished into the auditorium for the NHS budget forum to learn about how we could impact our school's budget cuts. Or this year, when both athletes and people who've never tried a sport advocated for a new ice arena in Northfield. Even in doing something as seemingly small as standing up for a friend or in reporting the occurrence of something you know is wrong, you have already been making a difference in the world you live in. Your changes don't have to be enormous. I remember learning this in my freshman year when I was helping facilitate a book club with the Black Student Union to get students talking about race in school. I remember being excited to jump on our first Zoom call meeting and be greeted by a sea of eager faces, but in the end, we had less than 5 people join. For a long time, I felt like the work we were doing was negligible because of the size of our group. It's not uncommon to get caught up in the scope of your actions, but I want you to remember what I learned as the book club ran its course. It doesn't matter if you're making a difference in just one person's life, or to one policy, or to one system, because the thing of greatest importance is that you're trying to make that difference in the first place. It doesn't matter how big or small you think your change will be in the greater scheme of things, you are still accomplishing something admirable. For helping to maintain a school system that encourages student voices, I express my deepest gratitude to Dr. Hillman and the school board. Thank you to the principals, the teachers, and this audience who have all played some role in fostering minds that will improve this world. A special thank you to my sister, Victoria, who has taught me the pitfalls of passivity. And lastly, thank you, class of 2024. As I said before, I'm so incredibly proud of you. You will be cherished in the places you disperse to, and I hope you'll hold on to the knowledge of how capable you are of creating change. Thank you all for listening, and I can't wait to see you make waves in this world.
That was Patricia Owusu, one of the students, now working her way up, and I apologize for the name. I think it's...
Hello, class of 2024. Today marks a significant milestone in our lives, and I want to extend my heartfelt congratulations to every one of you. I'm deeply grateful for the support and guidance provided by Dr. Hillman, Mr. Beyer, the school board, and of course, Torch, and our dedicated alumni, family, and friends who have been with us every step of the way. Reflecting on the past 12 years of my education here in Northfield, Minnesota, I am struck by how much we have grown. From the days of our parents zipping up our snow pants to the independency of driving ourselves to school, we have overcome challenges and embraced new experiences with resilience and determination. An early example of how my teachers impacted me comes from when I learned English here. When I tried to say my first English word, hello, I would accidentally say hell, and I eventually had to pinky promise my English learning teacher, Miss Schotter, that would never happen again. Here in Northfield High School, the same love has carried on. Our teachers have shown us very important life lessons and concepts. One lesson may just be the understanding that you may not want to turn in assignments at 11:59 p.m. the day it's due. Here in Northfield High School, we have made lifelong friendships. It has been a privilege that I can never get tired of speaking of. I recall vividly the days of my very young childhood, working alongside my father in the sun-drenched fields, tending to the land with hands weathered by hard work. Mija, daughter, he would say, don't fear the sun's heat, for within it lies a promise of a bright future. Embrace the warmth and let it fuel your dreams. My skin would burn at times as a child from working in the sun, but my mother and father would always reference this Mexican pride in my soul, the si se puede mindset, which means, yes, it's possible. You can do it. Today, as I stand before you, I echo their words with pride. Your future knows no bounds, dear classmates. With perseverance and passion, I will be a biomedical engineer, thanks to Northfield's education and wise teachers around me. And of course, a loving mother and a loving family that sacrificed everything for me. Let the lesson of the sun guide you as you embark on your journey beyond this. Never forget your roots, where you come from. Nunca olvides de donde vienes, the soil from which you have grown. Cherish the bounds of this unforgettable memories of your high school career here in Northfield, Minnesota, for they are the foundations upon which you will build your future. So, my dear classmates, as we enter this new chapter of our lives, let us carry forward the memories and stories that have shaped us to the individuals we are today. May we continue to draw strength from each other and embrace the endless possibilities that lie ahead. Thank you, class of 2024, for the laughter, the tears, and the unforgettable moments we have shared. As we set forth on our separate paths, may we always remember the warmth of the sun on our faces and the endless potential and possibilities that reside ahead with each and every one of us. We made it, class of 2024.
Was student speaker Peter Valdez. I'm not sure if I got that name right. I apologize to the young lady. Great job. Cody Caslow is the next speaker.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you all for gathering here today to help us celebrate. As some of us stand here on the brink of a new chapter in our lives, I am honored to be chosen to address you all on this wonderful occasion. To start off, I would like to express our heartfelt gratitude to Dr. Hillman and Mr. Beyer for their guidance and support throughout our high school journey. To the school board, thank you for your dedication for providing us with the best education possible. To our families, thank you for your love, encouragement, and for the occasional lecture on why it's important to do our homework. You all have been pillars of strength, cheering us on through every triumph and comforting us through every challenge that we have faced in our high school years. And finally, to our teachers, thank you for your tireless dedication to shaping our minds and bringing out our full potential. Your passion for education has left a mark on each of us that will stay long after we leave these halls. Fellow classmates, as we reflect on our time together and all of our shared experiences, one thing comes to mind that sums up who we are. We are resilient. From navigating the ups and downs of adolescence to persevering through a global pandemic, we have shown time and time again that we are capable of overcoming any obstacle that comes our way. As we look towards the future, I want all of us to carry this resilience with us into the next chapter of our lives. Let us approach the challenges that lie ahead with the same, if not more, determination and fortitude that we have been. Now, I want to share an important quote with you all. As the influencer Sketch once said, special teams, special plays, special players. I believe that this quote resonates with all of us way more than you think. We're all going to our new special teams, whether that be college, the military, the workforce, or something else entirely. We're all going to have to make special plays / decisions wherever we end up. And finally, we are all our own unique special player in this world now. While that quote sinks in, I want you to know that I am so incredibly proud of each and every one of you. You have all shown how capable you are, and I have no doubt that you will continue to do amazing things for years to come. As my speech comes to a close and we part ways for the final time, I want to remind us all of what we are, resilient. As we embark into our futures, remember what we've been through and know that we can always come out on top no matter how unlikely it seems. Let our resilience be a guiding light, leading us forward with courage and determination. Thank you all to our wonderful audience for listening, and may you all have a great day. And now, class of 2024, as we bid farewell to this chapter of our lives and look ahead to the future, let us do so with hearts full of hope and our heads held high. Congratulations, class of 2024. May the best be yet to come.
All right, very nice job, bud. Cody Caslow, you're listening to the Northfield High School Commencement Ceremonies here on KYMN Northfield, brought to you by Merchants Bank. Now back up to the podium with Noah Gagnon.
While they're getting seated, how about one more round of applause for the three outstanding addresses? Well, class of 2024, you asked for it. your guest speaker that you chose a few months ago, Mr. Noah Gagneau, physics teacher and student council advisor, has a few words for you.
Hello, parents, teachers, mentors, and most importantly, the class of 2024. I'm honored to be standing here giving your class's commencement speech. First of all, I want to congratulate you all for being here today. You have dedicated the past 13 years of your life to coming to school every day and putting in the work that you needed to do to get here today. That is no small feat and something that each of you should be proud of. In fact, some of you even chose to put up with me in your last year and survived all the weird and wacky days in your physics class. From bowling with brooms to trying to figure out...
Our mic went out.
Are we good? Okay. What can I say? So, from bowling with brooms to try to figure out...
Nice and loud.
I can do this with my voice. It's fine. No. To try to figure out what this physics stuff even meant. You may have even learned something in my room. And I hope you did, as each of us teachers have tried not only to teach you your content, but also to teach you skills that you will use for your entire life. As we gather here today to celebrate your accomplishments and embark on the next chapter of your lives, I want to share some wisdom that's been passed down to me from my own experiences and from those who have influenced me dearly. 8 years ago, I was sitting in the exact same position as you now. I had just finished my high school career and was sitting at graduation wondering what was next for me in life. I looked around me and saw friends who were choosing all sorts of paths, some going to the workforce, some joining the military, and others, like myself, going off to college. It's really a surreal moment. These people are people you've spent the majority of your life with up to this point. Some are best friends, some mere acquaintances, but all of them are your graduating class. All of you are heading off on a path that will allow you to redefine who you are. That might sound scary and intimidating, but it is one of the most unique opportunities that life will present you. When I went out to college, I never intended to become a teacher. I looked back on my high school fondly, but I was ready to be done. I developed a passion for building and learning how things work, and quite frankly, I wanted to make money. This led me to choosing to become an engineer. However, in my second year of college, I got the opportunity to work with elementary schoolers teaching, of all things, how to make maple syrup. This threw me into dismay, as I suddenly realized that maybe I was not cut out for engineering. I loved all the components, but I just could not bring myself to wanting to sit on a computer all day working away at my engineering tasks. And I had to ask myself, would I really want to spend 8 hours every day doing this job? This made me think back to my father, who himself is also a dedicated educator. He would remind his students and myself of the importance of choosing a career path that brings fulfillment and joy. He would stress that whether one pursued higher education, vocational training, or entered the workforce directly, the key was to find something meaningful, something that resonates with your passions. He would tell us that 8 or more hours of every day will be spent at work. If you choose something that is meaningful and that you enjoy, those hours will never be wasted. I want that to resonate with you for a moment. Wealth is not just a financial thing, but should also include your happiness. The only way to be truly wealthy... I can just yell into this mic all day. Hello, there we go. The only way to truly be wealthy... Let's try this, there we go. The only way to truly be wealthy in a job is to do something that you love and surround yourself with great people. Reflecting here today, looking at your high school staff and at this great student body in front of me, I realized I accomplished that for myself. I didn't immediately choose teaching as my career path right after high school. It took time, experiences, and introspection to realize where my true calling lay. I found that my true passion was in educating others. I found my passion in teaching and learning, connecting with students, and standing here today, looking at this group of graduates, I can confidently say that I made the right choice. I hope that whatever path you choose next, you take time to explore and truly find your passion. Some of you may have already found that, and some of you may still be looking, but I can confidently tell you that once you find what your passion is, you will know. Graduates, as you step across the stage today, remember that your career is indeed a vital decision, but it is not the only one. Equally important is finding your passion and surrounding yourself with people who will help you accomplish that passion. Go forth and chase your dreams and embrace your new adventure. As you do that, never forget the people who stand by you, support you, and make your journey worthwhile. As you discover new challenges and opportunities, I hope you find success, fulfillment, and most importantly, a passion for every aspect of your lives. Find and be open to every opportunity that comes your way, as doing so might lead you to unexpected results that will change your life. That's what got me here today, standing in front of all of you. You've accomplished so much, and I have no doubt that you will continue to do so. Thank you for allowing me to be a part of your journey, and I hope your futures are filled with endless opportunities. Congratulations, class of 2024. The world awaits your brilliance and your passion. And remember, it is a great day to be a Raider.
All right, nice speech from Noah Daniel. Shane Meyer, principal, back up at the
podium. The nemesis of every teacher, technology. No, you did a wonderful job of working your way through that. Well, now to an important moment. Our graduates are going to rise. Chair Gonzalez-George, school board members, Superintendent Hillman, I proudly present to you on behalf of the Northfield High School faculty, staff, administration, the graduating class of 2024. The students will have fulfilled or will soon fulfill all the local and state requirements necessary for a Northfield High School diploma. At this time, I ask the first row of graduates to come to your side of the stage now to receive your diplomas. The remaining seniors may be seated and then come forward by row as you are directed by Mr. Mahal and Mr. Ensrud. So first row, come to the stage. At this time, I would ask you to do so, and then remaining seniors be seated. And then I have to my left and to my right, Northfield High School assistant principals, Rico Boren and Becca Bang, will read the names of the graduates participating in today's ceremony. Before we begin that, I just want to ask the audience to please hold your applause, cheers, and well wishes until all names have been read. This will allow each family to hear their graduate's name. Thank you.
And the commencement ceremonies on
KYN. Josiah, Damon, Johansson, Meeker.
I'm Merchant Spank of Northfield.
Noah Benjamin Ackerman.
Jade Elizabeth.
Grace Allison Albright.
Katie Alice Albers.
Giovanni Alfaro.
Isaac Avery Aladdin.
Ella Maria Anderson.
Dariella Elizabeth Antunes Santa Maria.
Grant Argabright.
Ethan Thomas Arndt.
Olivia Ash.
Yadel Khrushchev Barrientos.
Peter Bartlett.
Molly May Bauer.
Molly. Ren Lily Becker.
William David Becker.
Leo Zimmerman Beckman.
Urban Beckman.
Trent Benson.
Samuel Gents Boardman.
Ava Betcher.
Ariel Haley Book.
Haven Poison.
Barrett Lyon Bradley.
Ashley Brang.
Kayla Marie Breeden.
Zachary Braylon.
Sydney, Louisa, Brinkman.
Emily Marie Broden.
Thomas Jusong Brown.
Lilith Brunel.
Sonia Brunel.
Mason Bunn.
Sean Michael Bouchard.
Madeline Kate Bussman.
McKenna Sydney Carlson.
Samantha Salise Bermudez.
Catriona Elizabeth Chapman.
Jordan Chea Brinkley.
Paige Joy Christensen.
Greta Grace Christofferson.
Lana Jean Clary.
Marley Corona Zuniga.
Marin Ray Coudray.
Joshua Kraft.
Tanner James Rolf Craig.
Eric Cruz.
Kira Elizabeth Cup.
Griffith Jefferson Clinton Dahl.
Matthew Wade Detling.
Braden Dietz.
Bruna Jabessa Hashiji Janice.
Larissa Dominguez.
Aurora Catherine Doherty.
Will Downs.
Kifa Muhammad Dubat.
Carter Daniel Demonso.
Quinlan Ann Edwards.
Leah Marie Ennedy.
Remington Monroe Enfield.
Bernat Espina Alonso.
Mariana Patricia Estrada.
Nolan Brent Fieldhig.
Stone Werner Farron.
Grace Mackenzie Fink.
Kylie Jean Finstuen.
Gabriel Fisher Navarro.
Isabel Giselle Fleming.
Charlotte Billings Flory.
Tiana Victoria Foster.
Ty Frank.
Jadelyn Rose Freeman.
Gracie Freiberg.
Kamarian Dasan Drill Gant.
Jaden Maria Garcia Ramirez.
Emerson Joy Garley.
Elise Garlitz.
Jacob, Ryan, Geiger.
Julia May Gilmore.
Annika Grace Giswold.
Garrison Giza.
Yes, Chef.
Jenna Lee Gonzalez.
Good job, Jenna.
Axel Gonzalez Reese.
Madison Elaine Ganakis.
Riley James Graber.
Bryce Alexander Gramley.
Joe Grant.
Whitney Annabelle Gray.
Okay. Whitney.
Luke Paul Gugisberg.
Emily Clara Hafner.
Milena Suvi Hakala.
Logan Andrew Hale.
Elizabeth Marie Hales.
McKendrick Blue Handling.
Felix Hannafel.
Yeah, Felix. Anna Hansen.
Madison Marie Hansen.
Mari Inger Hansen.
Taya Inger Hansen.
Josie Elizabeth Hauk.
Hunter Haybison.
Lucas Jacob Heckman.
Madeline Hedberg.
Congratulations, Madeline.
Noah Benjamin Heil.
Gabriel Thomas Heinrichs.
Johan Hernandez.
Jackson Spencer Hashan.
Jaden Ty Heidela.
Connor Eli Hildahl.
Elise Marjorie Hoekstra.
Allie Victoria Hoffert.
Chloe Marie Hoffert.
Lauren Julie Holtz.
Zachary Eric Hosterman.
Joey Hudson.
Garrett Thomas Hutton.
Grant Hutton.
Lorena Ibanez Arroyo.
Six.
Anna Bell Imdek.
Six.
Sebastian Hayes Jenkinson.
Bodie Thomas Jenrich.
That's my boy!
Dax Douglas Johnson.
Inga Rose Johnson.
Mitchell, Lee, Johnson.
Erica Grace Jorgensen.
Good job, Erica.
Camden, Daniel, Kaiser.
Good job, Cam.
Thank you.
Stephen Richard Calistad.
Cody Robert Caslow.
Jens Philip Caston.
Isabella Rose Keller.
Katie Kick.
Patrick Klatt.
Nora Catherine Clares.
Erica Audrey Klein.
Olivia Christine Cordham.
Austin James Kep.
Isaac Michael Cram.
George Cram.
Riley Sierra Lager.
Grace Florence Lacan.
Lucille Suzanne Larson.
Rita Marie Langford.
Braden Gerald Lemke.
Peter Michael Larson.
Joseph Patrick Liebel.
Ernesto Dominic Lazaro.
Jack Dalton Linder.
Errol Dwayne Lenzen.
Simon Michael Lippert.
Eleanor Ann Lightfield.
Grace Arlene Liverseed.
Landon Andres Lippins.
Lindsay Michaela Lesh.
Ava Rose Little.
Rebecca Ann Malika.
Evan James Lowe.
Jada Alexandra Marco.
Quinn Ellison Lovett.
Let's go, Quinn!
Hannah Joy Marslick.
Aubrey Augusta Mann.
Cora Rose McBroom.
Yuvia Marquez Rodriguez.
Greta Louise McAfee.
Miles Robert Martig.
Cameron Eric Melgren.
Grace Francis McCaution.
Savannah Stella Milius.
Mason Roger Makira.
Reuben James Menk.
Tegan Sawyer Melgren.
Sebastian J.D. Meyer.
Nolan, Glenn, Mina, Rodriguez.
Ava, Jessette, Miller.
Clara, Kathleen, Menson.
Caden, Thomas, Munson.
Luke, Jeffrey, Middlebrooks.
Cindy, Yerezzi, Moreno, Santanero.
Sophie, Mogren.
Giovanni, Merga, Balvin.
Let's go, Gio!
Cricket, Calliope, Mooring.
Ignacy, Shimon, Mushinsky.
Samantha, Joy, Mosley.
Aya, Pauji, Meant.
Eric, Murillo, Ponciano. Get it. Get it.
Charles, Elvis, Nasif.
Harlem, Nazareth, Myers.
Yeah, wait here, Harlem. Hold up. Hey. Harlem.
Congratulations.
Erica, Fern, Nasif.
Andrew, Frederick, Miskovitz.
Vin, Quan, No.
Blaine, Willis, Neely.
John, Adele, Nievitz.
Eva, Ann, Ness.
Gavin, Brett, Novotny.
John, Newberg.
Christopher, James, Newbel.
Annika, Mai, Nguyen.
Liam, Christopher, O'Neill.
Nanaya, Inkatia.
Catherine, Elise, Oregon.
Greta, Lynn, Novotny.
Patricia, Owusu.
Connor, James, Nystuen.
Amelia, Rose, Paquette.
Kevin, Ojeda, Gomez.
Cohen, William, Paulus.
Garrett, Lucas, Osterman.
Madeline, Elizabeth, Peralta.
Allison, Rose, Panettiere.
Isabella, Sophia, Perez.
Haley, Elizabeth, Parrish.
Avery, Evelyn, Peterson.
Luke, Michael, Pegram.
Dayanara, Ruby, Ponciano, Enriquez.
Connor, Benjamin, Percy.
Malcolm David Pooley.
Linda Trina Perez.
Ben Pownell.
Aiden Seagriffson. Flash.
Ayla Grace Puppy.
Elliot Joseph Ponto.
Linus Tabin Richuba.
Demarian Powell.
Emmanuel Omar Ramirez.
Kiarda Puligedu.
Cooper Matthew Rand.
Annika Daylin Quas.
Kyan Bren Rauch.
Lainey Suzanne Radke.
Timon Reichert.
Alan Ramirez Barrientos.
Alan, Jeff.
Annabelle Mamie Rysak.
Autumn Rout.
Anne Elise Chu Ringler.
Jaden Aaron Redder.
Victor Miguel Rosas Nilasco.
Aaron Howard Yuhei Reister.
Robert Jameson Michael Rostron Jr.
Charles Robert Reif.
Daisy Rufino.
Ramon Isai Rodriguez Ramirez.
Ingrid Anna Restad.
Amelia Grace Rosenhammer.
Kendrick Alberto Solomon.
Caden Rosga.
Caitlin Elizabeth Scherfenberg.
Isabella May Rushing.
Kyle Andrew Schmidt.
Jennifer Salinas Santos.
Madeline Louise Sevchek.
Nicholas Gabriel Sass.
Ayana Eileen Severson.
Jaden Larray Schiller.
Isabel Madeline Rose Sharp.
Jaden Luis Schultz.
Ooh, lost it. Drayton Charles Shimoda.
Mason Arthur Sevchek.
Perseus Ngoma Shungu.
McKenna Jean Sexton.
Parker Sneary.
Amorie Sheffield.
Carter Vincent Solmer.
Henry Bowman Shuffleton.
Izzy Ray Springer.
Blake Daniel Simon.
Tad Gerald Stanton.
Brooke Elizabeth Solem.
Isabel Andy Steffes.
Abigail Marie Sparks.
Elizabeth Erin Stalkin.
Daisy Kate Stanitis.
Camille Siorkun.
Carter Jean Steenblock.
Samuel Gustav Sodin.
Kayla Sky Stinnett.
Jade Tamayo Rodriguez.
Jamie May Stumbo.
Genevieve Rose Tassava.
Allison Nicole Swartwood.
Samantha Joe Thomas.
James Gunner Tate.
Eva Chaco Nishimura Treblehorn.
Jacob Levi Tangy.
Landon Robert Tuma.
Mallory Anne Marie Thomas.
Zochi Valdez.
Natalia Noemi Trevino Avila.
Sophia Elizabeth Vantries.
Ethan James Tupa.
Oops.
Michelle Lynn Van Weeren.
Owen Samuel Vander Martin.
Frida Vasquez Rosales.
Grace Gail Van Vorst.
Michael Anthony Villanueva Rodriguez.
Mason Robert Vatter.
Annalise Renee Walker.
Brian Victorino Vasquez.
Camden James Waters.
Malaya May Lois Vosepka.
Weston Philip Wendling.
Karsten Matthew Walter.
Cole Isaac Warner.
Sophia Deegan Weed.
Andrew Winter.
Good job, Andrew.
Allison Hayden Werner.
Daniel David Warden.
Benjamin Lee White. Liliana Michelle Wood. Hunter Nelson Young. Bruce Andrew Zink.
Congratulations, Bruce.
David Edward Zubia.
And that is the last of it, about 315 names given up. Over a third of them have been honor students. Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Matt Hillman, coming up to the podium. He's next.
Well, I'm now honored to ask Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Matt Hillman, to come forward to address this year's graduating class.
So let's give this class of 2024 another well-deserved round of applause.
Big round of applause from the fans.
They are not just an incredible group of young people, but now they are an incredible addition to the list of Northfield High School alumni. I was talking the other day to Mrs. Tammy McDonough, a Northfield High School science teacher, on the last day of school. It was actually her real last day of school because she had retired at the end of the school year. And as we were talking, Ms. McDonough gave me this small mirror. She explained to me that she had carried one like it in her purse for years because it served as an important reminder for her that we can shine light in dark places. We all experience joy. We all experience darkness. Savor every morsel of life's joyful moments. And in those inevitable moments of darkness that we all face, remember this little mirror. Remember that you are a beacon of light, cutting through the darkness that you encounter. Always, always, always remember that everyone gathered here today believes in you, and we always will. Be a mirror and brightly shine your light to make a difference for yourself, for those around you, and for the greater good. Congratulations to the class of 2024. It's been my privilege to watch you grow from kindergartners into graduates today. We love you, and we are proud of you. Enjoy the moment.
Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Matt Feldman, you're listening to the Northfield High School Commencement, brought to you by Merchants Bank of Northfield.
Will the class of 2024 please stand? Hold on to your hat. Graduates, you may now move your tassel from the right side if the wind hasn't done it already for you, and move it to the left. Ladies and gentlemen, I am proud and pleased to present to you the graduated class of 2024.
And off go the hats. The mortarboards are flying and the wind is taking them everywhere. Big round of applause.
Well played, class of 24. Well played. Well, we're going to give them a little extra time because we're going to, for the first time in a while, perhaps if ever, we're going to play the school song. One last time for our graduates. following that school song, we will be engaged in a recessional. I want to thank you all for participating in the Northfield High School commencement ceremony. On behalf of the class of 2024, have a wonderful evening.
The Northfield High School Band with the school song. And they're going to lead, once again, the recessional with Pomp and Circumstance as the students file out of Memorial Field. The balloons are flying. Students are now leaving. Beautiful day. A little bit on the windy side. We apologize. We had a lot of logistical issues with the wind that's out here from the school and some of the things that were going on up in the podium to our sound, to our system here. So thank you for sitting through. It was a wonderful service. We are going to get you back, though, to our regular programming. The Minnesota Twins and the Pittsburgh Pirates are tied 4-4 late in the game. Now, let's send things back to the studio.
Well, thank you, Jeff. Once again, Northfield graduation ceremony has been brought to you by Merchants Bank. You finally feel like your business is positioned well for the future instead of just playing catch-up. So what changed? Well, you might have to give credit to Merchants Bank, your new bank, before you didn't have the personal connection to a banker who really understood your needs. But now with Merchants Bank, you're backed by a team who shares your vision and who knows what it will take to get you there. And now they have introduced treasury management tools to save you time and money, making you more efficient. Thanks, Merchants. Can't wait to see what's next. And once again, congratulations to the graduating class of Northfield High School 2024. We now return you to Minnesota Twins baseball.